The bus exhales at the Leben station, and I step out into the kind of heat that makes you want to stand still for a minute. It's a little after noon on the 8th of August, and I've just spent the morning crossing the Istrian Y from Zagreb, a motorway that cuts through green hills and limestone, past exits for towns I can't pronounce yet. The journey itself was easier than I expected. One bus from the capital, two changes, and about 4 hours door to door. If you're coming from Zagreb, check the autotrans by Arriva schedules rather than relying on the train. The bus drops you right at the edge of town, and from there it's a short, steep walk up to the old center. I'm here because I wanted a real working town, not just another postcard. Leben was Istria's coal mining capital, and it still has the bones of that life. Pit towers and miners' houses, a museum built into a palace, and a story that goes deeper than olive oil and turquoise bays. It's also August, which means the Leben Art Republic is in full swing. Galleries open late, street concerts spill out of the old town, and the whole hilltop hums with people who actually live here, not just pass through. I've got a month before the summer heat finally breaks, and I plan to spend it learning the rhythm of this place. First things first, I need to find my flat. I'd arranged a short-term rental in the Stari Grad, the old town, through a local agency, so I pick up my key from the office near the church, then haul my suitcase up the cobbled lanes. The streets are narrow enough that the sun only reaches the pavement in patches, and the walls are a warm stone that's been here since before the Venetians. The flat itself is a revelation. One bedroom, a kitchen with a view over the red-tiled roofs down to the Kvarner Bay, and a monthly rent of about 559 euros. In August, that's a steal. The agency woman, a brisk Istrian named Katerina, tells me the same place would go for double in Ravenge during the season. I believe her. Once I've dropped my bags, I'm starving. I wander down to the main square, the old square, and find a table at Just Urban Food, a small spot that doesn't mean pasta with shrimp for about 15 euros. The terrace is shaded by a lime tree, and the people at the next table are arguing, good-naturedly, about whether the local football team will survive the season. I order a coffee, 2 euros and 10 cents, the same as in Zagreb, and let the afternoon unfold. The town is quiet in that heavy, post-lunch way, the kind of quiet that makes you want to do nothing at all. But I'm not here to nap. I'm here to find out what Leben is made of, and that starts underground. The Gradsky Musikleben is in the Badiolalot Sereni Palace, a handsome Baroque building that looks like it's been ironed into the hill. The entrance fee is small, about 3 euros, I think, and worth every cent for what's inside. There's a reconstructed coal mine gallery, a dark, cramped tunnel that makes you feel the weight of the earth pressing in from all sides. It's not a long walk, maybe 50 meters, but by the end of it, I have a new respect for the men who did this for a living. The museum also tells the story of the Leben Republic, the 1921 uprising when miners occupied the town and ran it themselves for a month, before the Italian fascists crushed it. That history is still alive here. The locals will tell you about it with a certain pride, and you can see it in the way the town votes and thinks. After the museum, I climb to the Fortica, the old fortress at the top of the hill. The view is the kind that makes you forget you're supposed to be taking notes. Rabak below, the islands of Kress and Lusing out in the bay, and Ukka, the mountain, rising green and dark to the east. I'm told, though I haven't verified it, that griffin vultures nest on Kress, and if you're lucky you might see one circling on a thermal, but all I spot today are gulls and a single distant fishing boat. The air smells of pine and salt and something cooking in a nearby kitchen. I could stay here all afternoon, but I have things to do. I walk down the Cedilus San Marco, the promenade along the old city walls, where the fountain is dribbling a thin stream of water into a stone basin and an old man is feeding breadcrumbs to pigeons. The benches are full of people doing nothing spectacularly well. Below me, the red roofs of Podlaben, the lower town, spread out toward the sea, and I remember the talk of a funicular to connect it to the old town. I've read that a study was completed in May, proposing either cascading escalators or a cable railway, but the city is still weighing it up. Walking the steep street now, I can see why it matters. My calves are already reminding me. Back in the old town, the Leben Art Republic is waking up. It's early evening, and the galleries are throwing open their doors. A cluster of painters is setting up easels in a small square, and somewhere above me, A brass band is tuning up. The art collective that runs the festival, Leben Art Republica, has been at it since July, and the town is a canvas. Murals on shutters, installations in doorways, and a schedule of concerts and theater that runs into September. I stopped to watch a street magician outside the Porta San Fier, the 1589 gate with the Venetian lion and the Leben coat of arms. He's good, but I can't help wondering what the miners would have made of a man in a top hat pulling coins from behind a child's ear. I need dinner, and I've heard good things about the canobas in the hills behind town, the kind of places where the menu is handwritten and the truffles come from the forest up the road. There's a place called Ranch Marconi, a little drive out of town, that does a frittata, an Istrian-style omelette with wild asparagus, for about 10 euros. I'll save that for another night, though. Tonight, I want to stay in town, and I find a table at a canoba that doesn't even have a sign, just a chalkboard on the street. The fusi, the little rolled egg pasta, come with shaved truffles and a glass of local Malvasia, and the whole meal, pasta, wine, and a piece of bread to mop the plate, comes to about 15 euros. The owner, a wiry man with a pirate's grin, tells me the truffle season is a few weeks away, but the frozen ones are still good. After dinner, the old town is buzzing. The Wine and Music Night series is on at Park Hrvatski Braniteljica, and the park is packed with people drinking local wines and listening to a band that sounds like a less angry version of a Balkan punk group. I check my phone, no signal in the crowd, which is fine. I'm learning to be present. The night air is warm, just on the edge of cool, and the lights of Rabak flicker far below. I think about the arc of this whole journey, from the capital's trams and paperwork, down the coast toward Vis, and now here, in this working town that somehow knows how to throw a party without losing its soul. The next morning, I wake to the sound of church bells and the smell of figs. The market in the old town, the Trznica, is set up by 8, and I stop for a coffee and a piece of burek at the stall near the entrance, about 4 euros for both, a bargain by any standard. A woman is selling peaches the size of my fist, and I buy 3 for the walk down to Rabak. The path is steep, a series of switchbacks through pine woods and scrub, and it takes me about 20 minutes, which is roughly the same time the shuttle bus takes if you'd rather not sweat. But the walk is worth it. The path spits you out above the bay with the whole town spread out below, and I can see the Valimar hotels, Durandella, Sanfir, Narcissus, clinging to the rocks like pale seashells. Rabak is the opposite of the old town. It's a resort, pure and simple, with pebble beaches and a waterfront promenade lined with cafes. The beach is full of families and teenagers and old men playing chess under an umbrella. I swim in the Jadran for the first time since I arrived, and the water is cool enough to take my breath away, but clear enough to see my toes. It's a good feeling, being in the sea at the end of a long journey, and I stay longer than I should, floating in the calm bay and watching the boats come in. For lunch, I find a spot called Restaurant Marcus right on the water and order a plate of kuljikansi, the fat, hand-rolled pasta, with a tomato sauce and a glass of white wine. It's about 12 euros, and it's the best thing I've eaten since Zagreb struck me. The waitress, a young woman with a crooked smile, tells me about the Istrian lifestyle fair that happens on the waterfront every Thursday evening. Handmade crafts, local cheese, and fried sardines, and I make a note to come back. It's this kind of detail that makes a place real, the weekly rhythms that a tourist never sees. Back in Leben, I stop at the Soot Tower, the last remaining coal pit tower in the town, and I'm told, this is low confidence, so don't quote me, that it was once one of more than a dozen, and that the mining companies shipped coal down to Rabak on a little railway. The tower stands like a dark sentinel at the edge of town, and it's a strange sight against the pale stone and red roofs. I walk past it slowly, trying to imagine the town a century ago, when the streets would have been full of miners, not painters. The evening is a gift. The old town is hosting a klapa concert in the square, and the singing is the kind that makes your chest vibrate. The group, a quintet of men in white shirts, sings a traditional Dalmatian song that brings tears to at least one woman's eyes. I don't understand the words, but I don't need to. The sound of the klapa, the harmonies, the longing, the joy, is one of those things that defines this whole coast, from Dalmasija all the way up here to Istria. It's a reminder that I'm not just in a town. I'm in a region with a deep, specific culture that exists whether I'm here or not. I walk home under a sky full of stars, The streetlights in the old town are dim, and the Milky Way is just visible, and I let myself into the flat. The key turns easily in the lock, and I think about the fact that this is, for the next month at least, my home. Laban is a strange and wonderful place to land. A mining town with an artist's soul, a hilltop with a view of the sea, a working town that knows how to play. I close the window, listen to the night sounds, a dog barking somewhere, a door closing, the distant wash of the sea, and I'm happy. This is the life I came for, and I'm just getting started. Tomorrow, I might drive inland to the truffle towns or take the bus to Pula, or just stay here and let the days happen. The plan is loose, which is the point. I've got the rhythm of the coast ahead of me, and Laban is a fine place to find it. For now, the night is quiet, and the hill is sleeping, and I am, for the first time since I landed, truly still.